death, changing the chariot. Hindus prepare themselves for death by thinking of it frequently and the detachment which it will bring. Every true Hindu would like, if he could, to die in Benares, the holiest of holy spots. There is a belief that moksha, freedom, will come of itself for those so fortunate. Next best is to die near the Ganges, the most sacred of rivers. And with all that you now know about fire and the Hindu, you may rightly suspect that the body is usually cremated. It is washed, dressed in clean clothes, and carried by relatives on a litter, borne on the shoulders, through the streets. The name of God alone is true, they chant, again and again. Taken to the burning ghat, which is a stairway to the river, where on the bank a pyre has been laid. The body is set alight. The family sits nearby while hymns are chanted, and the fire consumes the body in two or more hours. Then each of the bereaved pours water on the bones and ash. With all his respect for life and practice of non-injury, the Hindu does not view his own death with fear or dismay, because it is not the end of his pilgrimage. The soul is the rider in the chariot of the body. Death is only changing the vehicle.